broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Friday. Yes, already Friday. Yeah, and no college, well, Army-Navy, but no lineup of college football. Army-Navy's outstanding game. Not attempting at all to slight that. That is a absolutely awesome game, Army-Navy. But first Saturday in quite some time where we don't have a lot of college football games. That is not a good thing. Even though it's best for us because it teaches us to love the game, college football, because it teaches us that the regular season and then the championship Saturday is so fleeting. It goes by so rapidly, and it keeps you yearning for more. It's actually good for us. We just don't like the discipline. Yeah, but I get it. I totally get it. Here's the lineup. Ole Miss Evie will be with us top of hour two. Cosby Cattleman, on his call yesterday, Thursday, said, Bill, Kiffin is at Ole Miss. You need to get somebody on to talk Ole Miss. I thought, well, what do you think we've been doing these years? Ole Miss Evie comes on the show, the Rebel Walk, her site. Follow them on Twitter, and she's the one we've been having on. Who has he been listening to? The Cosby Cattleman. What's he been listening to? We have somebody. We have the fantastic Ole Miss Evie, who has been coming on the show for several years now, at least, and she'll be on today. We'll talk Kiffin. Kiffin has got his Twitter troll game up a couple of notches right now. Yeah. What was the tweet? I was asking Evie about this yesterday. What was the tweet where he was on the Mississippi State campus? What was that? I didn't understand. If there's an inside joke there, it went over my head. I didn't get it. It was funny just because it's Kiffin, but I didn't get it. Anyways, Ole Miss Evie, top of hour number two. And hour three, Brad will be with us, handicapping BradPowersSports.com. Handicapping overs, unders, spreads, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, so Brad will be with us. No, I did not watch that award ceremony. I hate H word now. I know hate's a strong word. I probably shouldn't use it much, but I hate award shows, any kind. Doesn't matter whether it's sports or non-sports. I hate them. I don't watch them. I can't sit through them. God help me if I ever ended up actually physically live at one of them. I can't stand them. I'd rather do anything. I've told you. I love doing what I do here. But there have been some miserable moments. Probably the most miserable is when the Titans got to town here. And I'm not anti-Titan. They're playing good ball right now. It's a very popular franchise. But I'm just not an NFL guy in general. Doesn't matter what team it is. And when they first got here, we were doing Sunday shows on site before Titans games. I don't think I've ever been more miserable in my life. And again, it's not about the Titans. Titans, again, my kids love them. They watch all their games. I'm just not into the NFL. So I faked like I was enjoying myself, and it was awful. God, I hated it. If you want to make me miserable, make me do a pregame NFL show or make me sit through an award ceremony. Yeah. If you just really want to stick it to me, that's the way to do it. So I didn't watch it. I couldn't tell you. I know Joe Burrow won. Grant Delpit won some things. I'm sure Chase Young did. I didn't watch. I don't. What did I have? Oh, I had on the LSU Texas early season replay. It was on the SEC Network. And that was pretty cool because it was early Joe Burrow. Well, early this year, Joe Burrow, I should say, this season. And it was just the beginning of his ascent to eventually, which he will, win the Heisman Trophy. And it was the LSU team's early sparring, negotiating an undefeated season to date. Today, we'll see what the rest of the season, one or two more games for them, will yield. But it was kind of fun to watch. It was early. Heck, Joe Brady just getting started. This is just year one for him at LSU, Joe Brady. And just watching, that was pretty cool. That's when we all had expectations for Texas this year. Now, I never had Texas in the playoffs, but I thought they could be 10-2 good. Maybe lose to Oklahoma, maybe another game somewhere, but be 10-2. I thought that was doable, and certainly that's not what happened. But I thought that's something that they could accomplish. I know Eric up in Indy, he wasn't able to listen live, so he caught the replay. But he heard us talking about it yesterday. What's wrong with Texas? Why, when you are in as fertile a state as there is in America for producing ball players, has Texas been in this decade-long lull? Now, last year wasn't bad. 18 ended up pretty good, and everybody tried to tell me that them beating Georgia meant something. I told you, bowl games are standalone events. They do not predict the future. They may coincide with the future, but if you're going to use a bowl game to project the future, good luck to you. That's not the way that works. A bowl game is an exhibition, in essence now, an exhibition event. It counts on the record, but it doesn't mean a lot. And everybody, yeah, Bill, SEC loses and it doesn't matter. How convenient, Bill. Well, it doesn't matter much. However you want to spin it, it doesn't. And that game didn't mean a damn thing. Texas is not better off than Georgia. A minute after that game when Texas beats Georgia last year in the bowl game, 10 seconds after that game, I would have told you that doesn't mean Texas is projecting better than Georgia. It's just today, that's what happened. That's all it meant. We were talking about why the long lull, and we're talking about it culturally. And I'll say it again. I don't know if you can aspire to be Berkeley Southwest, Cal Berkeley, and be Alabama on Saturday. I don't know if you can do it. I don't know. Back in the day, 30 years ago, you know what the saying was? And it wasn't exactly that same one. But the saying was, you can't be Vanderbilt Monday through Friday and Alabama on Saturday. How many of you go back that far? How many of you know that saying? That was a, I don't know if it was a real popular saying, but it was one I would hear from the veterans out there. It can't be, now Vanderbilt is not, well, it's kind of like Berkeley, but on campus it is, but they were talking more about academics. You cannot be Vanderbilt Monday through Friday and be Alabama on Saturday, which is, I think, is true. For the most part, it's true. We'll have on, I'll tell you what, and Eric was mentioning, we'll have on Catch. I'll it can't be this week, obviously, but I will find Catch, and we will get him on sometime next week, later in the week. Maybe have that conversation. It's an interesting one. Commitments is, well, under a week, as we've been saying. Under a week out, Kip in D.C. sent a tweet out just before the show. And let me find it. I don't think I've got to go that far down the timeline. No, here it is. Says, guys, I was able to flip my commitment and will be in attendance at Commitments. No interviews. Please respect my decision. Hashtag Gator Gang 2020. That's good. That is good news, Kip. Can't wait to have you here, sir. And Crazy Charlie just reminded me of something, and I put this out on Twitter before we get the break. I put it out last night. We need some audio from you folks. And I mentioned this, what was it? I think Charlie and I were talking about this Tuesday. But during this, what are we going to call this, sextoning? Not sexting, because that's a bad thing. Sextoning, as in Jimmy Sexton season. every hire is a just awesome home run hire, right? Every fan base is hypnotized by their guy. Guy's at the podium. He's talking. Maybe you are a little skeptical. Now that he's at the podium, you are just totally mesmerized. You're hypnotized. The coach could say, all of you fans right now, you're under my hypnosis, disrobe, and walk down Main Street. Right now. You'd do it. You would say, yes, 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 master, I'm doing it. That's the way this works. So during this portion of the season where dudes are getting fired and then get hired, we're going to have a standard clip or collage, and it reads very simply, home run hire, great recruiter. So anytime anybody calls, hey, Bill, my team, State U just got their guy. What do you think? And then all I have to do, so I don't have to do any work, Charlie can just hit the button and it will say, home run hire, great recruiter. In every case, even if it's not the case, we're going to have that. So when you call today, and Charlie says they're stacking up right now, when you call, you are obligated to lay that track down for us. Home run hire, great recruiter. Charlie can grab it for later. We won't have it today, but for later. And then we can just play it in every case. So, and I meant to start that on a Wednesday, and of course, you know how I get. I get into the show, and I get into these areas, and then things get forgotten. Happens regularly on the show. So we'll make up for lost time today. And I need female voices, too. I don't want it to be all dudes. We need some females in there. So if you're a wife or girlfriend, whatever's listening with you right now, maybe she doesn't like the show like you do, but she's having to listen because you're being mean and making her listen right now. Have her voice this too. Yeah, we need female voices on this too. Okay, first break. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic starting to pick up now, right on schedule. 65 southbound, especially here at Trinity Lane. Still looks good at the moment down Ellington Parkway as you make your way down I-40 eastbound. Coming in from Dixon County up through Kingston Springs, that's still moving right along. Just watch your speed out here. Hey, if you're looking for the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets, Smart Fare save you 70% off. Call today, 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Whether you're a startup business or an established brand, Stripe Design and Print want to help you ensure you establish the best brand for your business. From new projects to updating existing files, Stripe Design and Print has the expertise to turn your project into a reality. With banners, apparel, business cards, and more, Stripe Design and Print has you covered. Log on for a free consultation at StripeDesignPrint.com. That's StripeDesignPrint.com.
Whether you're a casual golfer or an avid golfer, let Edwin Watts Golf Shop help you fill your wish list with the season's best deals in golf, featuring special holiday offers from Bushnell. Save $70 on the Bushnell Hybrid, now only $329.99. And save $30 on the Bushnell Phantom GPS, now only $99.99. And while you're there, register to win free golf balls for a year. Edwin Watts Golf Shops offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, helping golfers' holiday dreams come true since 1968.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
Westwood One is the exclusive home for Monday Night Football. Hi, everyone. This is Kevin Harlan. Join Hall of Famer Kurt Warner and me Monday nights to listen to all the thrilling NFL action. Aaron Rodgers, Saquon Barkley, Aaron Donald, Patrick Mahomes. The league's top players are on display on Monday nights right here.
Live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Twitter at Billis King, and you can email the show BillisKing7. That's the number 7 at gmail.com. Buckeye Brenda, her last day of work in Virginia before she moves back to Ohio. What's up, BB?
Hey, Bill. Great to talk to you. I almost have my voice back.
Well, it sounds like it's all the way back. I didn't know you lost it.
Oh, no, I lost it the day before Thanksgiving. We were driving back to Ohio. I went to order lunch, and I couldn't talk. And my husband was like, thank you, Christmas came early. No. I got the, you know, I sound like I've smoked about 10 packs of cigarettes, boy.
You sound good. You sound good right now.
Oh, thank you. I'll take that. But I've got one thing to tell you, Bill. Home run hire, great recruiter.
All right, give me one more.
Home run hire, great recruiter.
You nailed it. You're going to be on the audio clip. There you go.
I wish I could be with you guys at Commitments. We're going to be listening in. I've got some appointments at the beginning of this next week. I'm retiring here in Virginia, but I'll be continuing to I'll make my husband a kept man for a little while.
Are they having a big party for you today up there or what?
Well, kind of funny you should mention that. So there are 8 of us that are either leaving or retiring in a very short order. There are 3 of us that retired all together, and they had a big barbecue party at work. One guy is in his 70 and decided finally he wanted to retire because he found he was going to be a grandpa. Otherwise, he'd just keep working. Another guy is building a home down at Hilton Head. His house is going to be done, so he's retiring. And we bought our palatial dream palace in Ohio. And so I'm going to be retiring. People keep me in my good wishes. Their good wishes. I'm up for a job and get the second interview. And it's actually the company's in the same building as the company where my daughter works.
Wow.
So that would be, yeah, it'd be awesome if we could recruit. She's already got shopping designs in her head, but hopefully that works out. I know that God's got a plan for us, and I'm excited. I'm excited about Buckeye football, and I don't think that people really understand the work that Ryan Day is doing with our team, and I'm sure he's got the boys motivated. 31 plastered everywhere.
Yeah, he is. You know what's going to be interesting? I was thinking about this the other day, Brenda. Here's a brand new coach, head coach, full-time head coach, not the interim like last year when Urban had to sit out. And he's yet to lose a game. And he's really yet to – well, first half of the Wisconsin game, I was about to say he's yet to even encounter any kind of friction in a game other than that first half, and then they got that fixed. That is an amazing start.
Yeah, I'm really, and if you saw the interplay between Coach Day and Urban at the Big Ten Championship, and it's almost like a proud papa.
That's true.
There really is. You know, we didn't know Ryan Day except as an assistant coach, and Urban isn't just a great coach, he's a great mentor, and that's really, to me, a true hallmark of any person, not how well you are at doing your job, but how well you are at training and mentoring, and that's where you really leave your mark. It's what the people that you bring along for the ride.
Yeah, because Urban's the main reason for Ryan Day, or a main reason for Ryan Day being the head coach there. Urban has said, before he coached a game, I think this guy can be a superstar. He thought
that.
Yeah,
and identifying that early and then giving those assistants an opportunity to bloom and train them, it is really, I love to see that in all the teams when that happens, and it just, you know, it's like in Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley.
Brenda, safe travels to you. Happy for you.
Thank you, Bill. And I hope that Commitments 2 is a raging success. I know Ohio State is going to pluck all the 5 stars and leave a few good pieces of fruit for the picking for the other teams. But you all can drown your sorrows in adult beverages when Ohio State just comes in there and hammers at home with the number one recruiting class. So I will be anxious to hear that. And
see you, Brenda.
It will be a good show.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It, Brenda.
O-H-I-O.
Okay. You're only supposed to say O-H and then somebody says I-O, unless you're a Michigan fan and then you don't respond. I know how that works. Jim up in Ramsey. What's up, Jim?
Home run hired, great recruiter.
All right, Jim, you must be in New York City traffic. You stumbled there. Say that again.
Home run hire, great recruiter.
Okay, that works. We'll take that under advisement. That way I don't have to do any work. How you doing, sir?
Bill, I got to tell you, Shiano's only been there a week. Now, we don't get the type of grapes that Buckeye Brenda gets, but we are getting a bunch of three stars. And I have to say, yesterday, Shiano went down to Vineland, New Jersey, which is down in South Jersey, down by Atlantic City. And he flipped a four-star that was supposed to go to Penn State or Virginia Tech. So he's flipped five players in this past week that were supposed to go to other schools. So the Shiano effect is working, Bill. We're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
I saw that. He flipped five players. Yeah, I saw that. And, look, there's nothing wrong with signing three stars. You just have to develop them. And sometimes the assumption is if you sign a three-star, that just means they're a three-star. No, it might be that's where they're at today. Maybe they're better than that upon development. So you never know.
I mean, he's very good at developing players. I mean, if you look at the McCourty brothers with the Patriots, they were two-star players, and they've been in the NFL now for 12 years, it seems.
Right.
Hey, Bill, what happens now if you're not in a bowl game? So you always hear about the teams that are participating in bowls, it's like having another spring ball or another month of practice and a lot of players that weren't getting reps during the regular season get reps now. What happens with the programs that aren't going to the bowl? What can their players do?
Nothing. I mean, other than on their own. And they can be in the weight room and all that. But, I mean, as far as – and let's say you've got an indoor practice facility. They cannot be coached at all. So you basically – if you're going to a bowl game, it doesn't matter whether it's the lowest level bowl or a playoff game. You basically get an additional spring practice of practice dates as an advantage.
Gotcha. Bill, you know what I don't like about the bowls? It seems that every year there's two players on every team that are ineligible or, you know, they disciplinary reasons. But I know they're taking reps amongst themselves, but the teams, to me, always seem a little off when they play the games.
Yeah, it's a reset. It's really a reset because you've been off probably at least a couple of weeks, and there's nothing that replicates a real game. You can scrimmage, you can practice, you can do whatever you do, but there's nothing that simulates, replicates an actual game where the scoreboard is real. And that's why some teams look a little sluggish. Now, you know the rule, Jim, you played, but defense usually, all things equal now, defense is usually ahead of offense. Offense requires more continuity and more being in sync than defense. Defense, you can be a little bit more free form than offense, free flowing, that is. And that's why you see some of the sloppiness. The other thing, Jim, is you don't know who's motivated. A bowl game might be a big – other than the swag you get, the actual bowl game might be a big pain in the neck to some of the players who don't want to be there.
With the time commitment.
Yeah. I mean, you've already played a long season. Maybe you're not into it.
Bill, if you want to watch a good team, watch James Madison, JMU.
Right.
That's watch them. They'll be in the playoffs the next couple of weeks.
I will.
What a great team, well coached. I don't know why they're not. I don't know how Old Dominion, for the life of me, moved up and JMU hasn't. I don't get it because JMU's been good for a while.
Jim, we'll talk soon, buddy.
Hey, have a great weekend, Bill.
You too. You too. Got to get the break. Remember now, we need audio from every caller Home Run Hire, great recruiter. That way, from now on, when Charlie and I take a call about, hey, Bill, we just got a new guy. What do you think? Charlie can just hit the clip. And we're good. We don't have to answer it ourselves. We can just give you the Pollyanna ultimate sunshine pumping answer. Home Run Hire, great recruiter. Every time. All right, now we've already got a female and a male. We need more. Yeah, we need more, and then Charlie can work his magic on it. Coming right back, more calls. Friday edition, Goggin, Cold Hall Studios, Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic build out here right on schedule down through Madison at 65 southbound here at OHB. Now, coming up through Franklin, Brentwood, that's on the increase northbound on 65 through Williamson County. Especially got all that traffic coming out of Murray County there up by Saturn Parkway. Traffic's on the increase out here 40 as you make your way past the airport through Hermitage and Donelson. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original Hot Chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check it out this weekend, 5814 Nolansville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Whether having heating concerns during the cold winter months or looking to cool off those hot summer days, nobody in Middle Tennessee is better equipped to serve your needs than Lanham's AC Service, your local Rude Pro partner. From heating and cooling issues to water heaters, you can count on Lanham's AC Service and Rude HVAC equipment with a system that fits your unique needs while doing it right the first time. Serving the area for over 30 years, owner Brian Eskew and his team are dedicated to providing the best possible solutions for your home or business while providing reliable and honest service for Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And they do it with the name brands like Rude you have come to trust. I should know, I have a new Rude in my house and have been a customer for almost a decade. And remember, financing is available and they service and repair all brands. So call today to schedule a service or maintenance call, 615-969-9065. That's 969-9065. Or go to lanhamsacservice.com.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless, a literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Nashville Sports Radio is live and local and on the road.
Hey, folks, this is John Burton from News Channel 5 and the Greg Pogan John Burton Show. Nashville Sports Radio is on the road live from Goggin Cold Hall on Friday the 27th. We'll be doing a live show grilling and picking with the pickers. Join us live Friday the 27th starting at 9 at Goggin Cold Hall.
Live, local, and everywhere. WNSR is Nashville Sports Radio. The number one college sports show on the planet, The Bill King Show.
Before we get a call, Ole Miss Evie, top of the hour. Brad in hour number three, bradpowersports.com. Jeff, too, on Twitter. We were talking about Texas. Why is Texas in this decade-long lull? Jeff, too, says, Bill, Texas football is that gorgeous girl you went to high school with. Actually, I went to an all-boys school, so I didn't go to high school with any gorgeous girls. But I'll keep reading. I know what he means. I know what he means. Texas football, Bill, is that gorgeous girl you went to high school with who was so hot she only dated college guys. You then go to your 25-year reunion to find that she's still pretty sexy but has never been married, has no kids, is unemployed, and lives at home with her parents. That's a pretty good description. Although, many times you're going back to your reunion. Now, again, I went to an all-boys school, so I couldn't tell you. But I'm told by 99% of you went to regular high schools where it was girls and boys. Yeah, I went to all boys. At Battleground Academy, baby. But which is now co-ed. The year I left, it went co-ed. But I'm told that all of you, when you go back to your reunions, and it was boys and girls at your school, the hot chicks are not hot at all, is what I'm constantly told by you. Like, you're astonished how Susie Five Star ain't but about a half star right now, 30 years later. That's what I'm told. I don't have anything to compare it with because I went to an all-boys school. Couldn't tell you. Yeah. We were disciplined. We didn't play all that crap. Jeff in the Borough. What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, Bill?
I need you to say home run higher, great recruiter.
Home run higher and great recruiter, but we didn't make any hires in Kentucky, so our coaches are fine. So we didn't make any sports as far as I know right now. So
okay. Charlie, can you work with that? Charlie, do another one because you said
home run higher, great recruiter.
Okay.
We got it, Bill. But I just want to say, watch a little bit of the College Awards last night. Like you said, LSU won everything.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
Didn't watch it, Bill. We know you don't care. But yeah. Coach O won the coach, and Burrow, like you said, and I think their defensive back won the defensive back award.
Grant Delpit.
Yeah, and I was watching for the Ray Guy, and Max Duffy won the Ray Guy Award. It's the best punter. His best punter in America. There was another guy that was from Houston. He's a tall guy. He was from Australia too, like Duffy was. Both of them were from Australia. And then another guy from Syracuse was one of the finalists too. So, but he won that, and pretty good show. I guess, you know, as far as award shows go, I don't watch much of them either. So I don't fool with it too much. But I guess when you talk to Ole Miss Evie, I know you won't bring this up, Bill, but Middle Tennessee plays Ole Miss tomorrow in hoops. I'm sure Kermit will beat us as bad as he wants to. I'm sure he'll beat Middle as bad as he wants. So he'll beat, if he can beat us 40, he will. So, but they did get beat by 40 over Thanksgiving weekend at the Barclay Center. I'm sure she don't remember that though. She's worried about Kiffin and football. So I'm sure she's not.
Where's that game at tomorrow?
At Ole Miss.
Okay.
They play at Ole Miss. So I'm sure she won't be in attendance. She'll be at Lane Kiffin's house trying to get a recruit to Ole Miss, so what you'll be doing. So
I don't think Lane's got a house yet, but I know what you mean.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying they play tomorrow, so
right.
And everything. So, but I was going to ask you, Bill. There's a kid, Bill, that played. He played in Nashville, a private school, and he transferred to Knoxville. I didn't think he's playing in Knoxville Catholic. I mean, he's a senior this year. Was his high school career? So.
Wait, what to Franklin?
Okay, well, I don't know. Okay, he might want to. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a wide receiver at Franklin. I forget his name.
I'm talking about, this is a lineman I'm talking about.
Oh, a lineman.
He played at a private school in Nashville, I think. Then he transferred to Knoxville, and everybody thought he was just going to go to Tennessee when he transferred over there. And apparently, from what I understand, the guy that comes, there's a guy on from UT that comes on Greg's show and was talking about him or something and said he was down to Tennessee and Kentucky. And he was going to decide on Wednesday, I guess, the signing day. He's going to decide. I didn't know if you knew what his name was or anything about him. Do you know anything about him?
I think his dad is a Vol. I'd be shocked if he doesn't select.
Yeah, well, that's what they said. He was down to them two schools. He was going to decide on signing day. And also, Bill, that kid in Smyrna that I was telling you about earlier that he committed to Texas A&M.
Right.
Well, he's a Walker's his name. Well, he's going to decide on signing day between Texas A&M and Auburn. That's what he's Auburn's back in the picture with him. So he's going to decide Wednesday, I guess, or maybe the next day where he's going to go to school. So he's going to decide. That's where he's going to decide.
You're talking about, I think the player you're talking about is Tyler Barron up in Knoxville.
Yeah.
I think that's who that is.
Yeah. So, but just wanted to say that, Bill, and I'll hope you have a good weekend, Bill, and enjoy the Army Navy game. See you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, Dallas Walker. Yeah, Dallas Walker is the lineman over in Smyrna who's committed to A&M. Aggies came over here to Centennial and got T-Dot, Tyrell Dotson. But considering that A&M is over there in the state of Texas, loaded, and we've got some talent here too. We don't have the numbers, obviously, that Texas has, not even close. But I just wonder why the Aggies even come over here. I mean, I don't even know. What's the point? You can get the same player over there and not have to travel. Man, this kid's a good player. I'm not trying to slight him at all. I'm just saying I don't quite get that. Now, when they got T-Dot, that's because Third and Chavy Wavy was the defensive coordinator there, and Third and Chavy Wavy recruits this area. Wherever he's at, he has, even though he's not from here, he's got a lot of Middle Tennessee ties. He's recruited these schools around here for decades, so he knows a lot of people, and he has connections and can get things done. But I don't quite get that. If you're the Aggies, what are you doing over here when you don't have to travel to get? I mean, this kid's listed at 6'4", 315. That's a nice looking defensive lineman, but you can go get that probably within a half tank of gas in Texas from your campus. That's the only thing I don't get. Josh in London, I think, is next up. What's up, Josh?
Jesus, bro. I don't even know what I called in to talk about after living or listening to Jeff in the borough. I need a drink after listening to that.
Well, I'm sure you
can say.
I'm sure you can accommodate that. No worries.
I'm about an hour away from it, and I'll be drinking my breakfast.
Did you work overnight or what?
I had to go from Grand Rapids to Marietta, Ohio. So, I just kind of hung out there overnight and left out of there early this morning on my way home.
So there's a Marietta, Ohio.
Yes, there is. It's just, you got Marietta, Ohio, that's right on the river in Ohio, and just across the river from Marietta is Parkersburg.
Huh, because I thought there was only a Marietta, Georgia. I'm learning things here.
Yeah, that's the fake Marietta. The real Marietta's up here in Ohio. So, a couple of things, Bill. Dumbass Dan and that stuffing recipe.
Yeah.
I hate to give him credit. It's pretty decent.
Did you do it?
I did it. I forgot to post pictures, but I did it, and it wasn't half bad. I hate to give him credit because I don't like him. I think he's a doofus. But that's decent stuff.
So you took a turkey, stuffed it with White Castle, cooked it, pulled the stuffing out, tried it, and it was actually okay.
It wasn't bad at all.
What did it taste like? Cooked White Castle or what?
It tasted like White Castle burgers, and it had that kind of stuffing taste to it because of the sage and everything. But
right. Did you chop up the celery and all that stuff?
Oh yeah, I chopped up the celery and I put all that in there and the onion and whatever else he had in there. I forget the actual recipe, but yeah, I did it the way that he said to, and that, I don't know that I'd do it again, but it wasn't half bad. It was definitely edible. I hate to give him credit, but it is what it is.
Now, did the kids eat it too?
Yeah, they ate it. They liked it. They like anything as long as it's food and warm.
Right.
But, I figured I'd give you the update on that. And another question here for you. You know, we get down to Wisconsin, and, we're – at halftime, I'm questioning whether or not we're going to be able to make adjustments to come back and win. If we do that against Clemson, are we going to be able to make those adjustments to come back and be competitive in that game and have the opportunity to win. I feel like if we get down 21-7 to them at halftime, we might as well just pack up our bags and go home. And I don't understand, maybe you can give me some insight to this, why they can't make those adjustments that are needed before halftime. Why can't they just make it, in the middle of the game? And with that, Bill, I appreciate everything.
I need you to lay down some audio. I need you to say, home run hire, great recruiter.
Home run hire, great recruiter.
There you go. One take. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Hey, Josh, we'll talk about it, sir. Have a good weekend.
All right, Bill. Thank you, sir.
Let me do this. Crazy Charlie, I know, is saying we're a little late here for the break. Ole Miss Evie coming up. We'll talk about what Josh was just suggesting when we come back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
I got a recipe for you, okay? It's going to blow your mind. Now, you like to deep fry. I understand that. And it's very, very good. I've had them before. They're delicious. Now, first off, you start with your stuffing. This is where I blow your mind. Get yourself 10 frozen White Castle hamburgers, a cup and a half of diced celery, 1 1/4 teaspoon of thyme, 1 1/4 teaspoon of sage, black pepper, and 1/4 cup of chicken broth. Now, these burgers probably are thawed out by now. You want to thaw it out. And then crumble them up, mix that all together, stuff it in your bird. And then what you do is you get a heavy-duty aluminum foil. Before you wrap up your bird, rub it down real good. Take your injector, hot butter, melted, inject it in the breast and underneath the skin, wrap it up, cook it for 5 hours at 325, and you're going to blow your mind.
Good morning. Watching traffic increase quite a bit out here now. That traffic flow coming down through Madison right now on 65 southbound, a minor wreck, 40 westbound near Spence Lane. That's before you get to Fessler's. Traffic's on the increase now, trying to get past the airport. Here comes that surge of traffic now through Kingston Springs on 40 east out of Dixon County. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Checking out this weekend, 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio. With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NFL Week 15, the Titans at home against the Texans Sunday afternoon. Tennessee, a 3-point home favorite, -160 money line. Houston, +140. The over-under, 51. College football tomorrow, number 21 Navy will look to snap a 3-game losing streak to Army in the annual Army-Navy game in Philadelphia. Navy, a 10.5-point favorite, the over-under, 40.5. Bowl season underway a week from today in the Bahamas Bowl on December 20th. Buffalo, a 6.5-point favorite against Charlotte, and Utah State -7 against Kent State in the Frisco Bowl. For VSIN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
Listen up, fellas. DXL is built for big and tall guys, okay? Which means they've got clothes built for style, built for comfort, and best of all, built for you. Get this. DXL spent years developing their own sizing patterns to deliver a great fit every time and every size. And with over 100 brands, DXL will have you looking great. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall, built for you at DXL.com.
You know when you gotta be somewhere, it's like really urgent? You don't want to do it over the phone. Some things just can't be said with an LOL or an OMG. Some things just need to be done IRL. So you're getting your Nissan Altima and drive. Feel the VC turbo engine instantly react to give you more power and efficiency so you can get where you need to go.
Hey, Eric, what are you doing here?
Like.
Huh?
Your social post. I liked it.
Oh, thank you. There's a button for that, right?
I do.
The Nissan Altima, now offering the most tech-advanced engine in its class. This is tech that helps you be there. This is Nissan Intelligent Mobility. Auto Pacific Segmentation. 2020 Altima Platinum versus latest in-market competitors in the premium midsize class. Available feature. World's first production variable compression turbo engine launched by Nissan Motor Company Limited in 2018.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Chance at some rain after 8 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, cloudy skies and we'll get up to 49 to wrap up your work week today. Could see showers before 11 o'clock tonight and then again after 1 a.m. cloudy skies and down to 41. Another shot at some rain to kick off your weekend tomorrow. Most of that will happen before noon. Cloudy skies and 50. Sports Radio WNSR.
To know anything about college football, consult with the Encyclopedia Bill Tanaka every morning.
Commitments actually starts Tuesday for us now. For us. And that'll be at the Omni. You can come on up to the Bill King Suite. I believe it's 2139. I still have not confirmed that. Music City Todd, if you're listening, confirmed. I think that's what he told me, though. It's the same suite as last year. I know that. They're very nice, very nice. You're all invited up there. We'll have adult beverages that are on the house next morning. We'll feed you a breakfast. That one is also complimentary during the show. Five-hour show. Crazy Charlie and all the show dignitaries, all the show stars will be there. And we're planning on having a blast. You're all invited. Ole Miss Evie's coming up. Top of hour two. With Josh, I think Josh is right. You get down to Clemson like you did Wisconsin, I don't see you coming back. First of all, if you get down like that to Clemson, Clemson's not going to stop scoring. They've got more weaponry than Wisconsin does. So, and they're better on defense than Wisconsin. So you do not need to get down in that game. You will not come back. I don't think. You better play. I'm not saying you've got to play necessarily always in the lead to win it, but you can't get down first half like you did the Wisconsin game. That's against Clemson is the point of no return. Don't do that. That's not a good plan. Dale, I believe, Crazy Charlie said, is next up here. What's up, Dale?
Good morning, Bill. Good to talk to you again. How are you, sir?
You too, sir. Appreciate it.
Won't be able to make commitments, but I'll be on the phone. They've got to get some of those liquid libations sent down via the internet or something.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. By the way, great hire, fabulous recruiter.
Okay. We'll put you ad lib there. That'll work. Charlie can work.
Will that work? We can go back. I can do it over for you again if you want it to be right.
Ad lib. Be loose with it. Go ahead. Do it again.
All right. He was a fabulous hire, and he's a marvelous recruiter, Bill.
There you go. There you go. That works.
All right.
We'll keep the sunshine pumping going there. Yeah, what's up?
Absolutely. Thank you. Had to rearrange some stuff at work, but I will be listening on commitments. It's one of my favorite days off of the year.
Good.
With the stuff that Dan's got lined up in Gainesville, next year, are they a serious contender in the SEC?
Let me think this out. I think maybe, and I haven't really looked at, we don't know who's actually coming and going yet at Alabama yet. We know of a couple that are for sure going. Let's think about LSU's got to certainly plug in a new quarterback, which I don't see there's any way. Whoever they plug in is going to be like Joe Burrow.
Not even close.
No. Georgia still has the talent advantage in the East, but they're beatable. They're human. And we don't even know if Jake's coming back. We kind of sense that he is, but we don't know that. And your quarterback, who played about as well as anybody, is back, Kyle Trask. That will be interesting. I would say Florida under the Mullen era, which will just be year three, would have a better shot. Now, they've got some people to replace, too. But they might have a crack at it.
I was thinking this was, I've been saying they're about a year, year and a half away, and recruiting's got to step up just a little bit. I'm thinking this is the year that coming that they can be an actual serious contender in the East instead of just a part-time contender.
And you know what? We know your coach is good enough for it, so.
Yeah. All right, that's all I got. Thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it, Dale. There's the music. Hour two. Ole Miss Evie. The angelic tones of Ole Miss Evie. That's coming up on the other side.